games now, but how did you learn about this, and then could you see what it obviously what it means when you guys get the axe today?
I mean, it's really special. Like you said, I've played in some rivalry games. You know, they're all unique. The axe is I mean, it's the most played game, very historic. It just means so much to the state of Wisconsin and these guys, and you know, I'm just happy to break or make Wisconsin the winning team and the all-time record.
Last one for you, and that is, you talked about toughness. You didn't know if Will could go. You've been hurt, obviously, coming back from surgery. Braylon has been iffy. All of these guys making it go, that is what this brotherhood of this sport is like, especially because you got to go when you're hurting.
I mean, that's the beauty or the not the beauty of football. You know, especially at the end of the year, every team's playing with hurt guys. So I was really proud of Will and Braylon, and you know, coming back from not great situations. And you know, I know Bryson wasn't able to play today, but I mean, you can tell in his eyes he was dying to be out there. He tried to go in warm-ups and couldn't. But super proud of those guys. I mean, they battle through stuff, and it's not easy to do.
So all about finishing. You're not finished yet, but you did finish, right?
Yep.
That's what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, we finished, you know, the right way, winning two rivalry games, getting the axe back where it's supposed to be in Madison. So pretty happy with that.
Tanner, I appreciate you. Thank you. Back to you guys.
All right, thank you, Mike. Good stuff.
I love that.
I think Tanner kind of dropped it in there about making the tackle.
No, he was talking about when he made that guy miss in the wiggle.
Yeah, no, he was talking about, yeah, leaving
all right,
that.
So you got to call him on the team plane.
Leaving that poor guy. Oh, I'm about to. I'm dialing it up right here. he did shake that guy on that second drive or so. But I like the multiplier comment. And I'm a little different than Mike. I think what I've always thought about it is certain guys' performance is more impactful, more important than others, right? The quarterback spot always is. Then when your quarterback is a natural multiplier, it can allow you to cover up for bigger issues or other issues that your team might have, right? It can bring you back closer to even when you're in the midst of a downside when your quarterback starts playing well. Conversely, so when your quarterback's playing poorly and the rest of your team is really, really good, it can be a negative multiplier. But in a situation like this one, we saw what the Badgers were like for an extended period of time without Tanner Mordecai. It's clear when he's in there, that offense runs differently.
When he suffered the injury, he could have shut it down.
I mean, they could have shut him down, too.
And they could have shut him down. But, you know, Coach Fick talked about that this guy wanted to come back.
Mm-hmm.
I think the one thing that you will never question about this guy, actually two things. One is his leadership skills, and two, his toughness.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I'll add one third one in there. Guy that's now started for three different offensive coordinators, three different schemes. Yeah. Pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
And that's another thing that I think is going to play well for him. In what Coach Fick talked about, I think he's got a lot more football left in him. Is he a top five quarterback prospect in this year's draft? No. Is he going to go in the first two rounds? No. But can he be in someone's building and help a team at the next level? Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think what he came here for, he succeeded. And we wish him the best in the future. But, hey, we have one more game left.
Yeah.
He mentioned this, too, some numbers real quick, important numbers as we head out to our final break here in the network. With a win tonight in the all-time series, Wisconsin now has the lead, 63-62, and some eight ties.
Ooh.
Here's another one, 22. 22 straight years the Badgers are going bowling. That's the longest streak in the Big Ten. And nationally, only Georgia and Oklahoma have gone to more bowl games consecutively than Wisconsin has. And that spans, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Five coaches?
Five regimes, yeah.
Five regimes?
It's a remarkably consistent spot. And while many people almost try to use it as a negative or paint it in a negative light, that is a record that I sure think LSU fans, even though they've had national titles, think they would have liked to make sure that they didn't have to suffer through a couple of 3-9 seasons there in the middle.
Badgers win tonight, knocking off Minnesota. As we heard, the Axe is coming home 28-14, the final from the Twin Cities. More of our local Wisconsin and UP 4 Dealers postgame show is coming up, and this is Badger football from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Oh, what an answer by the Badgers!
The Badgers play here. Tune into every game for Wisconsin football right here.
Wisconsin Badgers football on WFHR is brought to you by Members Advantage Credit Union, 8th Street Auto, Tri-City Services, and Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Listen all season long on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance for snow. Lows around 24, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow, chance for snow 31. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
And I've deployed three times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jackamack, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Back again on the Ford postgame show. We are watching a snow globe game today.
That's crazy.
Iowa State and K-State. Iowa State has just scored. Like anyone listening to this cares about this game. But
might have Iowa State catching 9.5. You don't know about that.
As soon as I said that, I went, whoops, I shouldn't have said that because I know where you're going to go with that.
But I feel even better as a potential Cyclone investor. Because, Tim, you mentioned that it's an absolute snow globe. And Iowa State wearing the white on whites.
Yeah,
great job, equipment manager. That's what I'm talking about. That's called planning.
28-14 the final today. And one of the things, week after week after week, we've been through the ups and downs with the Badger fans. That's what the postgame show is all about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Before I finish my thought, I have to pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You are listening to Wisconsin Football.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
As we wrap up the network side of our broadcast tonight, Billy, I want to hit on the passion of Badger fans. Two examples of it. Through thick and thin, they're very loyal. Okay. Earlier this week, I received a letter.
All right.
In the mail, a letter from one Richard Rusham, I believe how you pronounce it, in Appleton.
Okay.
Two-page letter.
What's up, Rich?
And he, 15, I think there's 15, 16 paragraphs in this.
Jeez.
And he pours it, says he listens to the postgame show every week, but oftentimes doesn't have a chance to call. Has been a season ticket holder for close to 50 years.
All right.
First individual games attended in the early 60s. A men's basketball season ticket holder, and we make the four-hour round trip to Madison for Badger Sports around 25 times a year.
Man.
And he took, and again.
Are you Rich?
Yeah. So I want to give a shout-out to Rich tonight.
Yes.
For his Badger fandom. We appreciate that. And then there's Ed and Muskego on the talk and text line.
Yeah, and Ed, you can clearly tell, is one of us. The idea, guys, of touring the Axe could be very fun. Also dangerous. Suppose someone would vandalize or accidentally damages it. Think about like Rob Gronkowski in the Super Bowl, right? Denting the Lombardi
Trophy.
Didn't
we have a quarterback that dropped a trophy after winning a bowl game?
Yeah, and he's got a 10-0 lead over Florida State now. But he said, how about leaving the original in its case, but commission like 5 or 6 full replicas to be taken to as many high school games as possible, plus local beer and corn fairs, right?
Yeah.
Church festivals and things like that. Also, another one that could be on display in the I-94 Welcome Center just across the river at Hudson. Within sight of Minnesota, lots of good exposure, lots of people, lots of places. With a little bit of peril. Love that.
Couldn't you just see it there, and then you know you have it lit 24 hours a day? So at night, it's like at Christmas time, you see that cross in the hill? It's the same kind of thing.
It's our own northern light. Just before you cross over the bridge. UW Stout might not like that, but listen, we can put a nice plaque in there as well for them, but I think that's a fantastic idea.
28-14, the final. The Badgers with the victory. They finish up the regular season at 7-5. No doubt about it, the journey is the reward. And what a reward it's been. Ups and downs 3 weeks ago. And that's why we watch. That's why you listen.
Yes.
Because you don't know week to week. I mean, case in point, you also do the Packers postgame show.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody thought what would happen in Detroit would happen, but it did.
Yeah, and this sport gives you that week in and week out. College football, unlike any other. And to see guys having their dreams come true, we like to focus on the guys that are going to go play at the next level.
Right.
There's a lot of guys here tonight, Tim, that played their last regular season football game. And it's always I try never to let it get lost in there of while we watch on Saturday and, you know, decide if we're going to get a Bloody Mary before the game or if we're going to make a pizza for the game or who's going to have the party this week. These are bucket list moments 12 times a year, now 13 because you get into a bowl game. And these guys work their entire lives to be in the position they're in right now. I'm so grateful to be able to do it and cover them this year for it because they pour their whole lives into this for our entertainment, and in the midst of it, they get to play a child's game and have as much fun doing it in front of 80,000 people. So it is always great to remember that part of it when they're going to enjoy a heck of a plane ride home tonight.
Badgers victorious, as we said. We're going to continue the conversation a couple of places in Madison tonight. We're going to stick with you right here on 101.5 IBA FM. In Milwaukee, we'll stay with you here at 97.3 FM. That would be the game. And, of course, for the rest of you, you can follow up. Billy and I will hang around for a few more hours. Yes, I said a few more hours.
Dang right.
The talk and text line. On the other side, we're going to hear from Coach Fick as he meets the media in Minneapolis tonight. For the rest of you, thank you for listening all season long. If I had to guess, I think they're going to be headed to Nashville for the bowl game on December 30th. But, again, that's a guess at this point.
It also might just be wishful thinking. I mean, because let's
although
be honest.
Randy in Greendale has already booked his flight in his hotel room. So
that's, you know what, Randy?
Good for you.
I sure hope so. Mm-hmm. I hope you're not audibling and going to Detroit.
Badgers finish up the regular season 7-5 with a victory over Minnesota tonight, 28-14. And the Axe for the first time in 2 years, is headed back to his rightful place in Madison, Wisconsin. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Bill Schmidt, I'm Tim Scott, reminding you to join us next. We'll find out soon enough. And who the Badgers will take on, we'll find out soon enough.
Can't
as
wait.
Well. Going to be fun. We'll see you in a few weeks. This is the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favit Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
The Todd
Keep
Alba
up
Show.
On the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home year, for locally grown radio.
By the end 97.5 of the year, we will see FM Brad Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Brad Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Alan Robinson, a friend of ours, and one thing I like about these businesses, Jimmy, is not only are they local, like they're around here, right? We're not ordering from Amazon, but they're also owned by real people.
Real people, yeah. I want to say Herbal Aspect too. Alan's great. I love Alan Robinson. Herbal Aspects also offers delivery right here in the Madison area too.
Wow.
And they ship all over the place too.
Yeah, and now shipping too. It's crazy.
HerbalAspect.com.
That's right.
I love the legal, I love talking about legal weed on the radio. I love talking about utilizing the legal weed on the radio. In my wildest dreams 10 years ago, I thought I would never do that.
Well, you know, it's the hemp bill in 2018. Actually, it's been out for, you know, years now that it's actually all this hemp and cannabis products are actually legal. But now they're kind of coming into Wisconsin and people are just kind of waking up seeing like, wow.
Let's talk about some small businesses. What are some of your favorite small businesses? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us in the Civic Media app. Let's support our small businesses and give them a plug while we listen to the Mustache Sweet Potato Fries on Max Inc. Radio.
Sweet potato fries, oh my my. 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 lurking in the back. Sweet potato fries with no trans fat. I said, Alchemy, what you got cooking in the back? Sweet potato fries with no trans fat. All you babies in here looking for a ride. No need to worry, the mustache will provide. Said 1980 Atwood Avenue. Alchemy is the silkiest venue.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The melody in my
my brain. There's a lot to maintain the bliss. In moments like this, amazed by the way that the time really flies in moments like this.
Moments like this, Magic Conch on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. I love the new Magic Conch.
Oh, that new album is really good.
It's so good.
I've had it in my CD player now, and it doesn't leave.
Yeah, it's. I've listened to it a handful of times. Fine Dining and Breathing is the name of the album. If you want to go support a small business, there you go. You can grab yourself a brand new Magic Conch album from Magic Conch's website, whatever that might be. MagicConch.com. I'm just going to guess right there, you know? I don't have it in front of me. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you. Original local music until midnight. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You could call or text in the Civic Media app. We got Disc Q in the studio. We're going to have a chat with them in just a couple of minutes. Dude, small businesses.
Yeah.
So important to all of us, but particularly us. I mean, Max Inc. Radio, we're a small business too.
So musicians.
We the bands, they're small businesses, of course, every one of them. I recently checked out two businesses I haven't been to on the north side lately. On Wednesday night, I went with E-Dub and Dan. We checked out Bear and Bottle on North Sherman Avenue.
Oh, yeah, the restaurant.
I have not eaten there yet. I want to because their menu looks awesome.
So what did you do? Just drink?
I had margaritas, dude. We watched the Badger game, and I had three too many margaritas that night.
Three too many.
But after we left Bear and Bottle, we walked over to Lola's, which is brand new.
Oh, yes.
Where Jacobson Deli used to be there on North Sherman Avenue, right next to Pierce and Cora Coffee. And it's like when you walk in, I was so surprised. It's like walking back into a bar from the 1920s or 30s.
Yeah, it's themed, right?
It's very swanky, dude.
A listening bar, they say.
Kind of, yeah. Actually, it is because
that's what they call it.
First of all, the lighting is low.
Mm-hmm.
There's these rounded booths with the big padded cushions and the tables.
And an old phone booth or something.
There's
right?
An old phone booth there. Yep, exactly. Yeah, on the back bar, there's like a huge turntable with lots of vinyl,
right,
and like subwoofers coming out of the back bar. It's super cool looking. I guess they have a vinyl night.
Yes,
and it's supposed to sound really good. They also have really good margaritas, by the way.
Margarita night, huh? You know, Lola's is owned by basically the same people that own Ancora, which is Matt Girding and his wife. Her name escapes me, but Matt Girding, who is the Majestic Theater. Mm. One of the Majestic Theater. So
that's right. Beautiful spot, though.
Yes.
Absolutely beautiful spot. On their website, it says a Midwestern spin on a hi-fi bar, a tribute to time and space, and an experimental vinyl bar for music fans, foodies, and friends.
Wow.
How cool is that?
That is good.
Definitely check out Lola's right on North Sherman Avenue, Commercial Avenue, in that same shopping center where Vic Pierce and
do they have food there? Bottle.
Yes, they do. They have a menu. If you just Google Lola's in Madison, you'll find it.
Yeah. So they food, listening room.
Cocktails. Beautiful place.
Wow. Sounds fun, Jimmy.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. 96 Party. What is your favorite small business? What small business do you plan to visit for the holiday season? Alice, the master of Maxinc Radio in the background is here. What's up, Alice?
Not much, Jimmy. What's up?
She didn't know I was going to bring her on. You love, one thing I know about you, Alice, you love small businesses.
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite top of mind small business right now these days?
Well, the first top of mind business that comes to my mind is the Willie Street Co-op. Mm. Because I visit probably 3 or 4 times a week, especially since the North Side opened. I go there all the time.
Yeah. The co-op is cool. They have what? North Side, Willie Street, Middleton, right?
Correct.
And you don't have to be a member to shop there.
No, you don't. Anybody can shop. Anyone can join. You do get the bonus of being a member. You get a discount off the shelf price.
Yeah. I can tell you what. The staff at the Northside Co-op, I'm not a member of a co-op, of the co-op, but the Northside Co-op, they're really friendly there.
Oh, my gosh, Jimmy. If you're not a member, you need to join and you need to tell them my name as a referral, like, tomorrow. Do not wait. Do not pass go. Go right to the co-op and join and drop my name.
You opened a can of worms there, Jimmy.
I did. What does it cost for a year to get a co-op membership?
It's like $10 a year. You don't have to pay it all at once. So it's just like $10 a year for a few years. That's it.
And then once you pay off the lifetime, you're done.
Yeah, and
right?
Then you're done. So we've been members for so long. In fact, our membership number is only 3 digits.
Under 1,000.
The cashiers still like look at me like, that's it? That's all your number? I'm like, I'll tell them the number. They're like, that's it? I'm like, yeah, it's just 3 numbers.
What's your number?
If I told you, you know what I have to do. Yeah.
Willie Stewart Co-op. Yeah, they're great. They're awesome. They have good hot food. And Sean Anthony Brown, I believe, works at the Northside
Mall. He absolutely does.
And he cuts meat.
Yes.
He's in the fish department.
He's your fishmonger.
Yes.
He has everything there. You want to know anything about fish? Yeah, he can special order it. He knows everything about it.
844-967-2789. What is your favorite small business? We're talking about small businesses, and we're going to talk with DiscQ in just a couple of minutes.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5, Wednesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Disc and Cujo Kitties. Pretty cool there. Max Inc. Radio is online, maxincradio.com. If you want to get the podcast, hear the replay on Sundays, download the podcast on Mondays. It's all right now for you at maxincradio.com.
Jimmy, Disc began while bassist Raina Bach and guitarist Isaac DeBruce Sloan were in middle school, and in 2016, they released their first project, an EP titled Disc One. Fast forward to 2020, and the band is a five-piece featuring guitarist Logan Severson and Shannon Connor and drummer Stu Manley. And after releasing their debut album, Disc signed with Saddle Creek Records out of Omaha, and 1 year ago released their full-length sophomore album, Desperately Imagining Somewhere Quiet. Here in the studio with us tonight is Isaac, Shannon, and Stu of Disc. Guys, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome. Hey, thank you.
My apologies to you for mispronouncing your name before the break. I think I said Disc Q.
Oh no, we enjoyed it.
Well, that's good. An alternate pronunciation.
That's pronunciation. I'm very famous for that. Screwing up your names.
We appreciate when people take license and improvise with our names. So.
It's great because now we don't actually have to tell people that Disc is spelled with a Q. But now we just told them.
Perfect.
That's kind of weird. Isaac. Disc has gone from a middle school project to a nationally touring band signed to a well-distributed record label. But before we find out about your recent success, let's go to the beginning. How did you get started in music? And tell us about starting with Disc Project with Raina in middle school.
Oh, boy. So Raina and I have been friends for most of our lives, or pretty much all of it. Our parents worked together before we were born, and so... We basically kind of grew up together. And so Raina started making music at some point. I had kind of always been interested. We weren't seeing each other a whole lot for a long time. But then once we were back in middle school, or not back in middle school, once we were in middle school, we reconnected with each other a little bit and started making music. And the project that we were doing at the time is what ended up evolving into Disc in like summer of 2014 is when we started. Recording our first, you know, it was kind of a recording project. We were just sort of messing around on the
I like how you
laptop.
Said all the way back to middle school.
I know it was a little bit of a slip up there.
It was okay, man.
It's all the way back now.
Yeah. So what instrument do you play?
I'm a guitarist in the band.
In the band. So how did you get started in music, and like what role did your parents play? You said your parents knew them.
Yeah, my parents were always very encouraging. My mom sings. She's a jazz vocalist and sings around town.
What does she do? What's her name?
Sally DeBrew.
Okay.
And then my dad ran the Barrymore Theater for a while, and you know is a artistically inclined guy a little bit as well, so you know it was easy to kind of get supported growing up. They never really forced it upon me, but that's just always what I've been really into.
Wow. Let's see, and tell us about Version 2. How did the project become a five-piece band?
Well, we had a couple lineups throughout the years with various different people, you know, playing with us. We kind of just wanted to keep it me and Raina writing the songs and doing all the recording ourselves, basically. So we were kind of cycling through various people, just sort of trying to find, like, the best band that we could, basically. You know, not that that's what we were kind of setting out to do, but that was what ended up happening. And, yeah, just over the years, people kind of cycled in and out until we reached this... this form that we're in now. Stu's the kind of second longest tenured member of the, or third after me and Raina.
So Stu, talk about how you got into Disc and what attracted you to want to join this band.
Well, I had always been a fan of the band. Shannon and I were in our own project throughout being in school. And we were, you know, the bands were just kind of aware of each other. I also had another band that Isaac was the drummer and the guitarist in at some point. And it just kind of came to my attention that he needed another drummer. And I offered my services.
And Shannon, same question to you, I guess. Talk about what you were doing before joining Disc and how you got attracted to Disc and joined the band.
Yeah, me and Stu have been locked in a musical partnership since elementary. So, you know, since drummers are a hot commodity, like that's how he got signed up with the band. And then I think Isaac originally was looking for somebody to play a keyboard. And I like joined pretending that I could do that. And then I switched to guitar once I was in. Like,
that's what happened.
Bait and switch.
Pretending you could do that. Happened. I pretend I could do radio show every Saturday night. I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Now, hey, you know what is a crazy thing, Jimmy? All these guys went to East High School at one point or other. Guys, were you all in East High School at the same time? Were you hanging around?
I think lunch together?
How did that go? Yeah.
We didn't really hang around each other a whole lot. We certainly had mutual friends, I would say, but we weren't really we were all in the same
advanced art class together.
We actually, that is true.
Like Pink Floyd,
which wasn't very advanced.
It was not.
I wasn't actually enrolled in that class, but I spent a lot of time in there.
Well, so you went to the class.
Stu had study hall. Stu had study hall, and advanced art was just like study hall with art. And then Isaac and I were in there. And that were you actually in that
GeoGuessr
class?
Yeah,
we would like watch you from the table that we were at, and you would be over on the computer, and we'd just look over your shoulder.
What year did you all graduate?
So me and Stu were 2015.
Okay. I graduated in 2017.
Okay,
so I'm also neglecting to mention that we did Raina and I and Shannon and Stu's band did battle it out in the East High Battle of the Bands.
Oh yeah, who won
at
that?
At one point also not my
me and Stu won, but then we all merged together later.
Yeah, it's okay.
So you joining forces with Stu was a good move on your career path.
Yeah, it was kind of a
strategic
a truce. You know, yes, exactly. It was a strategic move.
Stu's the band.
Oh,
and drummers are in high demand, rocker.
I love that, Jimmy.
I know.
That's how it should be. Now, December 15th, you guys have a show coming up at the High Noon.
We certainly do.
Tell us about this show.
We got some great Wisconsin bands that are going to be playing with us that night, like the band Dusk, who is members of Tenement and Appleton, like country punk legends. And we've got Graham Hunt playing with us. You want to talk about that, Isaac?
We've got Graham Hunt playing with us. He's my roommate.
But he's also
wow, that guy's famous, man.
He's also but he's also the greatest songwriter in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
so.
He's pretty amazing. Wow. He's very talented, and he's got a new record coming out that day.
I'm not familiar with him.
You should check him out. He's
Graham Hunt.
Yeah, for fans of the band Midnight Reruns.
Yeah, he was in a band called Midnight Reruns for a long time out of Milwaukee.
And
he's been making his own music for the last 5-6 years or something like that. But we've been, especially Graham, Shannon, and I have been working on a lot of music together for him, producing stuff and, you know, working together on.
I was going to say, how did the guy end up your roommate?
Yeah, no, that was how it happened. Shannon brought him over to my house to to record some stuff. And
he moved into the room that I used to live in.
Yeah, the rest is history.
Well, that's how you band guys are. So December 15th at the High Noon Saloon is the next show coming up.
One thing that's not on the script here, Rocker, but I wanted to ask that you alluded to in the intro here. How did you guys get, so popular? You signed a deal. And obviously, if you sign a deal with someone, you got attention of somebody. How did that all come about?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard of payola. There's something called cold hard cash. You slap it down on the table. And what else needs to be said?
These days, it's like PayPal or Venmo, though.
Well, have you... Have you had the opportunity to tour around the country at all? Or?
Yeah, we've been driving around a lot.
Our van's got a lot of miles on it now. It's been breaking down a lot.
Yeah, that's partially why we need to promote this show so heavily.
We're in debt. We need to pay it for
it's
a van.
Funny, but it's also it's very 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 real.
I mean, it's basically life or death for our band. Actually, it's no exaggeration.
They're not desperate at all. We need a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
it's true.
If people wanted to help you guys out, do you have a social?
Our merchandise.
They could buy our merchandise that we're gonna have up on the internet sooner at our show, or they could Venmo at This Is Disc.
We're making a calendar or something.
But I heard we're gonna have limited edition calendars for sale also.
Oh boy, Jimmy.
You know, for the next year.
So if I'm understanding this right, we have an up and coming band here in the studio at Mad Radio and Civic Media World Headquarters.
That's right.
On Max Inc. Radio. They rock. They're called Disc, and they need some cash to get us some wheels. They need a new whip to go touring.
So our whip is fine now, but what we don't have now that happened is the money.
The money anymore. That we spent, we didn't have.
I see. So the whip is good. We just need to replenish the reserves.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're...
so we can get gas in the whip.
We have some very generous...
benefactors.
Our tour manager, Julia, was the benefactor for our van repairs, and we need to pay her back.
So you guys are a small business here in Madison.
Exactly, yeah.
And we need some support for Disc, the small biscuits business / band rocker.
Oh, yeah. Small biscuits.
Small business and small biscuits in terms of our pay.
No, but, you know, come to the show, though. It's going to be really Yeah. If anyone is listening to this that goes to college, please tell your
hipster friends
music board to book us.
So how do we find your music and keep up with the band?
So you can keep up with us at I think on Facebook. We're just, I don't know why I started with Facebook, but we're just Disc on Facebook. I think we're the only thing called
Disc
that.
The band.
Yeah, you know, and then on Instagram we're at New Phone Who Disc. DISQ, like the name.
You already say Instagram?
Yeah. And is that our Snapchat? I think that's our Twitter also is the same, at New Phone.
Which isn't being used, but maybe I'll log in
tonight.
It gets
used, you know, I'm going to fire some stuff off tonight. Sometimes there's little spurts of activity on the Twitter.
Stu, are you on Snapchat? Are you using Snapchat?
I meant x.com.
I think you guys might spend too much time in your van.
You can get some revenue off of OnlyFans, baby.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. You don't know how many times we've discussed it.
Talk about this song we're about to play here.
Loyal Surfs. What do you want to know about it?
I want to know the chord arrangement and what the song is about and what it means to you.
Yeah. So, there's this video game called Civilization IV Beyond the Sword that I play on my computer sometimes. And there's a, it's like you're managing, you know, a civilization and you have your like lower level, population that's doing all the labor for you. And you can select serfdom, as like a mode for them to enter to make them build, all of your stuff like slightly faster. And there's not really anything in it for them. And I thought there was maybe some parallels you could draw to reality. So I tried to do a song about it.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, thanks for coming in tonight. We really appreciate you. Congratulations on your success. And let's hope the crowdfunding works out for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's Disc on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back. Hey, thanks to the guys from DISC for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY if you want to talk about a small business. Which small businesses are on your high on your list right now? Let me know. 844-967-2789. We got a double dip of work coming your way. Jade and James next hour. Right now it's Color Phase. And Run, Run, Run on Max Inc. Radio.
that Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are...
Hey, Dom, how many palindromes can you name in 30 seconds?
Race car, mom, dad, reefer, refer, kayak, level.
Did I say mom already?
You're forgetting one really important one.
Zero res.
Not only is it the coolest palindrome ever, it's also our favorite.
Right, I remember. Why is that again?
They advertise with us.
Zero res, my favorite palindrome.
And carpet cleaner.
And carpet cleaner.
Get the best carpet cleaning ever. Schedule your carpet cleaning online at zeroresmadison.com. Tell them the Devil's Advocate sent you.
You can read the reviews. Excellent service, outstanding food, fun environment. But why not enjoy Fajitas Tapas and Bar in Middleton yourself? Fajitas Tapas and Bar is open 4 to 10 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, 4 to 9 Sunday. And though new, it's already a top 10 pick on Yelp. Find your unique flavor and fresh ingredients at Fajitas Tapas and Bar on the corner of Parmenter and University, downtown Middleton. Call 608-203-8048.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The International Red Cross has taken 17 hostages that were held by Hamas to freedom. The Israelis will be checked first. The